Welcome, my friend. You are exactly where you need to be right now. It is not an accident that our paths have crossed. I'm confident that you are here because you are wanting more out of life. Are you ready to live your life with purpose and intention? Are you wondering how on earth to pull it all together? How exactly do you turn your ordinary days into extraordinary days? Girl, let me show you how to stop facing the day ahead and start facing it. Join me, Sarah Elizabeth, each episode as I encourage and motivate you to place unwavering faith in the direction Christ will lead you and surrender yourself to His vision for your life. He's custom designed a life for you beyond your wildest dreams, and I want to help you discover all that He has planned for you to experience. Together, let's put God into the driver's seat of your life. Let's go. It's time to face your day. Good morning, my beautiful friend. Thank you so much for joining me here today. We have officially arrived at the last day of April 2024. In my mind, summer always begins in May, and so I am very ready to begin feeling like summer is upon us, even though it officially doesn't arrive for another few weeks. And it's very likely where I live that we might have some flurries and snow here again later this spring. But all in all, I want to say that I hope that April has been wonderful in your neck of the woods. I hope that you made and captured some wonderful memories, and I hope that you are ready to say farewell to it on a super positive note, because I have an amazing episode for you today, and we are just going to go not live and unplugged. I definitely have everything written out, but I have not gone through and read back what I wrote. So this is new for me too. As I type and I just zone in, I don't really focus sometimes on what the overall episode is going to be as it comes together. So I'm going to be hearing it first with you, and I'm excited about that. I know though it's going to be good, and it's going to be powerful, and it's going to be exactly what you need to hear today. God's just got a way of making that all come together. I have titled this week's episode of the Faith Your Day devotional podcast, It's Your Call. We will begin with our Faith Your Day declaration. Join me here. Jesus, thank you so much for loving me in the way that you do. You designed me on purpose for a purpose. I want to live to my full potential today with a mindset that honors you and a soul that seeks to know you better. Jesus, I know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and I ask you to guide me and reveal to me what it is that you want to show me here, have me experience here, and learn from this season. Help mold me and shape me into the best version of me. I will live today as your vessel, ready to receive your word, respond to your promptings, and pour out your overflowing love to those all around me. Please allow your thoughts to become my thoughts, your ways to become my ways, and your will to become what I truly desire. Jesus, if you are in it, I want it. And if you are not, I don't. I make myself available to you, and I choose to faith this day of life. I am so grateful to be your girl. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I want to know, what determined your mood today? Did a bad news report first thing this morning lead you here to Funky Town? Did that irritating Facebook post you saw when your feed popped up get you all fired up right off the hop? Did that memory of yesterday's failure bring you crashing down today, my friend? I have a feeling that some people listening out there are feeling a little bummed out and a little blue today, and we are going to switch that around because, girl, I want to know, what if you were to simply decide that no matter what crap has been coming your way today already, it is a great day to have a great day? The reality is that none of us can control the circumstances going on around us all the time. The news reports are still bad. The weather forecast is still up and down. The social media posts still roll on by. And the world seems potentially even more crazy now than it has ever been. So what is so good about that? How is it even possible to decide to have a good day? You can't do that. Or can you? What could be different today if you boldly declared that no matter what is going on all around you, despite your current challenges, obstacles, conflicts, and circumstances, that you are going to wholeheartedly decide that you are not going to let those things control you. You are going to instead control how you react to those circumstances. When better than now? I mean, isn't it a great day to decide to have a great day? My sister, it is your call. Psalm 118 verse 24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." My friend, that super simple and familiar verse is so jam-packed with wisdom. It's not just a catchy line from a Sunday school song. Despite how bananas our world appears, the truth is that this is the day that the Lord has made. He was the one who created the sunrise that welcomed today. He is the one who will lead that sun across the sky all day long. And he is also the one who will tuck it to bed tonight after this day is all over. This is the Lord's day. And therefore, one thing we can know for sure, he's in control. And my sister, he's not worried about these circumstances in the same way that you are. Here you are, all caught up in what is going on all around you, getting stressed, feeling anxious, and feeling out of control of your own emotions. And this is exactly what the enemy wants. He wants you so distracted by the to-do list, so discouraged by the apparent lack of progress, and so disheartened by all the negativity and toxic talk that you simply give in to defeat. Trust me, the devil wants you in a dark and gloomy place today. And you think social media works on algorithms, girl, so does Satan. He's going to show you all the things that he knows will bring you down, all the things that he knows you will react to and get discouraged by. And he's going to try to get you sidetracked with what doesn't matter because he knows it's going to pull you away from what truly does. He knows what kind of news gets you worried, what kind of situations make you feel stressed, and what types of challenges create that level of anxiety that makes you want to simply run away and hide. But my sister, this is the day that the Lord has made. So why are you so focused on what's wrong here? The second part of Psalm 118 verse 24 says, "We will rejoice and be glad in it." Other translations say, "Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us be happy. Let us celebrate, filling our hearts with glee." This isn't a down and out message. This is a message of hope and of joy. A message that reminds us that because the Lord has made this day, it's our role, our duty, our responsibility to rejoice and be glad in it. Two things I want to point out here. And one of them is a really cool connection to Jesus. And I'm going to talk about that next. But did you notice that the word rejoice breaks apart nicely to state rejoice? Re as a prefix, meaning again, over and over. So to rejoice in a day means to give praise, to be grateful, to be content, to be filled with joy over and over. That with each sunrise comes the opportunity to choose joy. A heart of joy, my sister, doesn't happen by accident. Nobody wakes up accidentally full of joy. Nobody stumbles into a great big pile of joy and from there on out experiences it. No, joy is a choice, and it comes from the ability to have Christ's Holy Spirit alive and at work within you, allowing you to feel the joy that can only come from Him, even in the hardship. Joy is a byproduct of an obedient heart. And joy can escape us if we lose sight of the source and if we become distracted by all that is negative around us. When we allow our feelings and emotions to guide us through the day, we are going to quickly feel lost and overwhelmed because our feelings and emotions will always lead us to what is most comfortable and what is most negative, because that's what gets our attention most easily. And it's what you see all around you every day, isn't it? People focused on what is wrong, discussing what isn't working for them, fixated on all that should be better but isn't. And that's an option. And I would encourage you to avoid that option today. What if you were to steward your attitude today to ensure that it aligns with what Jesus is calling you to? You know, we talk about stewarding our finances and stewarding our time, but what if we were to also steward our attitude and to begin this day of life being grateful for all that is right and is working and is good? What if you obediently seek the source of joy today? Seek out the promise of hope and joy and peace through God's word. Remember, when Jesus tells us that if you seek him, you will find him, that the way you approach your day today can be radically different when it's through the lens of obedience to his will for you. You can't possibly believe that God created you for a life of barely getting by, dragging butt, and toxic negativity. My friend, secondly, in that verse, that last part of the verse, there is a connection here with Jesus. And this is what I want to emphasize on last. It says, "This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Do you notice that it says, "be glad in it"? The psalm doesn't say be glad because of it. He says be glad in it. And girl, this is a posture word, a positional word, and a very important word. You see, the word "in" here reminds me so much of what we constantly hear from Jesus in his teachings, that when you put your faith in him and give your life to him, that life isn't going to therefore be easy and trouble-free. That's not the promise he makes, right? He says when we have faith in him, he reminds us that that allows us to have him with us while we are in the trouble, while we are walking through the challenge, while we are walking alongside it with him. The storm doesn't go around you because you have Jesus. It's because you have Jesus that you can boldly walk through the storm with him. It's in the storm that you are closest to him. And my dear, he is reminding us that it's in this day, his day, the Lord's day, that we must be filled with his joy again and again as we are in it with him here and now. Walking through it all, the challenges, the hardships, the difficult seasons, the tragedy, the loss, and everything in between. It's your call though. Will you answer it? Will you decide that today is a great day to have a great day because you know whose day it is, who's in control, and who, spoiler alert, ultimately wins all of this? If you've ever read the end of the story, the end of the Bible, Jesus wins. He conquers evil, defeats death, and puts everything that is wrong right again. But we aren't there yet. No, today we walk through the chapters of life with him in this day, and hopefully choosing to steward our attitudes and to align our hearts with the compass of Christ that will lead us to joy again today. Even when all is not yet well, not yet good, and not yet finished, but simply because it's a choice to be glad in it. My sister, it is truly your call. Oh, I hope that that spoke to your heart as well as it did to mine. You know, it's kind of funny because as I wrote this episode and recorded it later on in the evening, the day that I had at work could have been one of those days where I just chose anything but joy. It was a day of twists and turns and all sorts of things that I didn't expect to occur happening. And I literally had to check myself throughout the day to say, you know what? I'm just going to choose to be happy here. I'm going to choose to do what I can today. And I'm going to choose my best and choose joy right here, right now, even though it would have been so much easier to just not choose joy, to complain all day long, to make a stink about what I had to do. But I had to mindfully check myself. And that might be what you have to do today, my friend. It is a journey. We are on it together. And you know what? We just get to make the call today. What are we going to choose? I'm going to choose joy. I am hoping that you will as well. I love how Jesus can just take a word and work with it. I am feeling a sense of relief and lightness in my heart after listening to this with you. And my friend, as always, if something from this episode resonated with your heart too, or moved you in any way, please share it out with a friend or a loved one who you think might enjoy it as well. You never know how God is going to take these words and, you know, put it through into somebody else's heart and have them hear it in the way they need to hear it. I have loved being with you today. It makes my heart truly happy to know that you are here with me, taking a moment to let Jesus stir you and your heart in just the way that he can. It's pretty cool, right? And I will be back here again next Tuesday morning as we spring on into May. So I hope you will consider joining me back here. I wish you all of God's blessings from my heart to yours. Bye for now.